A grant from Hendrick House at Green and Lincoln on campus, providing housing, food service, and personal care for University of Illinois students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
61 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:30. Jeff Bossert has this hour's report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Governor Rod Blagojevich says he's calling the legislature back to the Capitol next week so lawmakers can take up his ethics proposals, even though the House has already rejected them. The governor's package is far more reaching than campaign finance legislation that reached his desk. Blagojevich changed the measure that focused solely on what's known as pay-to-play politics, where state contractors contribute money to those office holders who've awarded them work. The governor has benefited from that practice, raising millions of dollars in campaign cash. A campaign finance watchdog, Cindy Canary, says lawmakers are not likely to take up those ideas.
I think that their argument all along is they wanted it to go through the process and give them a chance to pull it together.
That could mean months of negotiations aren't ahead, but Canary is hopeful that the Senate will follow the House's lead and override the governor on the pay-to-play legislation. If that happens, the restrictions will become law. Senate President Emil Jones has been under pressure to allow a vote and has apparently been relented after urging from Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. State of Illinois is investigating reports of price gouging at the gas pump. Sean Crawford has that story.
More than 600 complaints came into the state in the aftermath of Hurricane Ike. The storm disrupted work at refineries in the Gulf region. The Illinois Attorney General has investigators reviewing price records at gas stations in the state. Spokesman Scott Mulford says the only thing that's clear is pump prices rose dramatically.
What we're trying to do is determine if that retail price increase was justified by a spike in wholesale prices, or if indeed the retail price may have unfairly been inflated over wholesale prices, which gets into the neighborhood of price gouging.
The state went after some retailers found to have taken advantage of consumers following both Hurricane Katrina and the terrorist attacks in 2001. Mulford says it could be weeks before a determination is made about the most recent complaints. He says the office received calls from all parts of Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford.
Champaign City Council candidates are starting to circulate petitions to run in the spring elections, but Vic McIntosh is not one of them. The 62-year-old McIntosh says he's decided not to run for another council term. McIntosh estimates he's been involved in city government for 15 years or more, including 10 on the city council and service before that on the Human Relations Commission. But now the Champaign native says he's looking forward to a little free time.
Probably spend some time with my grandkids a little more. I can see myself still being involved, maybe in something within the city, maybe on one of the commissions or something, but that's a little less time-consuming.
For the past 8 years, McIntosh has represented District 3, covering the north-northwest section of Champaign. He says he's proud of his involvement in the construction of the new Champaign Public Library and the launching of the Garden Hills Initiative. He also points to his work with local neighborhood organizations. He says helping them solve daily problems is time-consuming, but more personally rewarding than casting votes in the council chamber. Alan Kurtz was sworn in last night as the newest member of the Champaign County Board. The 67-year-old Champaign businessman is taking over the District 7 seat held by fellow Democrat Kerry Moline, who moved out of state. One of Kurtz's first votes last night was in favor of extending the city-county enterprise zone in Champaign to encourage a local business to move into a vacant building. F.E. Moran, an alarm and monitoring service company, says it needs the enterprise zone's tax abatements to justify the cost of renovating a 40-year-old vacant office building on West Anthony Drive. Kurt says such economic development efforts should be a high priority for the county.
I think that's one of the things we're here to do, is to promote economic development, business development, and the enterprise zone is that incentive, especially with other counties doing the same, giving them tax abatements and tax relief to entice new businesses in and giving them the best opportunity to succeed. And I think we're doing that in this case, and I think we need to do more of it.
The county board's approval of the enterprise zone expansion follows the Champaign City Council's approval earlier this month. Both the county and board and city council must sign off on the proposal for it to win passage. A new statewide poll shows a close race between Indiana Republican Governor Mitch Daniels and Democratic challenger Jill Long Thompson. The Indianapolis Star WTHR poll released last night found 46% of likely voters supported Daniels, while 42% backed Long Thompson. The difference matched the poll's margin of error of 4 percentage points. The poll was a telephone survey of 600 likely voters conducted Sunday through Tuesday by Seltzer and Company of Des Moines, Iowa. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
One more plug. Come on out and see us at the Farmers Market tomorrow morning. Market at the Square in Urbana at Lincoln Square. And Diane Nolan will be there from Illinois Gardener and many other WILL folks, so we hope to see you there. She'll be there from 9 to 11 and bring some of her folks along from the show, which will start running on the radio, by the way, the first Saturday morning in October at 6:30. And it goes statewide on television. Didn't mention that yet. Just about every public television station, I believe, in the state of Illinois, including one in Chicago, will be running the show starting this fall. Very soon.
Very good. So,